Okay, dear ones, this is very, very serious. This is a high prayer alert. We are on the brink of World War III. I had pulled two Rhema cards on the rapture. I came into prayer and I asked the Lord, and I said, please, what is this about? And he said, it's about war. His head was down and the crown of thorns was on it. A final last attempt, he continues, for the cabal to take down America. War. They want to start a war and blame it on North Korea. It's in the final stages. Immediately after he said that to me and I typed it, I got a message from a former high-ranking Army officer that works in intelligence. I had just sent him a post that I ran across on the internet, and I hardly ever look at these things, but lately I've felt like I needed to keep up with the Q posts. And this is what it said. It must be hard to communicate. Every moment spent together is a moment you should not waste. Wow. The inference there is that families all over the United States are in grave danger. And here's what's behind that. The former presidents have gotten together in a top secret meeting using a special device called... Yes, honey?
I've been getting these chills and shivers and just like the hair standing up on the back of my neck.
Oh my gosh. Carol is shuddering all through her body.
I've got reading. I've got the Lord again, Holy Spirit. I'll be sure to take you. I'll save you on that day. I'll be sure to take you away. Blessed is the man. The Lord will set him on a high place.
Honey, just to understand, I just got a message from the Lord that we are on the brink of World War III. That the cabal is going to try and start World War III, blame it on North Korea.
There's a man.
So,
I wondered why I had this compulsion to clean.
Testing. I got to get this message out, so let me go, okay?
Yeah.
I love you. All right. Well, Ezekiel, as you can hear, is also picking up on it. We are in a serious, serious position right now. Okay, family, just to make sure that this comes across fairly clearly, I'm going to start over again with this. It must be hard to communicate. Every moment spent together is a moment you should not waste. Wow. The inference there is that families all over the United States are in grave danger. And further, he mentioned that the former presidents with Obama had gotten together in a hotel with 12 rooms and had the military provide devices called SCIFs, which are like a sealed intelligence chamber where people can go in and talk and communicate online without being detected. And the obvious inference is that they are planning something really big. So I asked my source, would you please listen to this Q post and tell me what you think? Q is an intelligence source from the White House where we're notified of the things that are going on, but it's kind of in code. It's not written out real clearly. You connect the dots and come to a conclusion. They give you the basic information and let you draw your own conclusion. And it's because this administration is very transparent and has the patriots completely informed as best he can. I ran across this post and it alarmed me because of the way that it was written. It's from today, actually. I had forwarded that to him and asked him, will you please check this out and tell me what is this about? Well, right after the Lord had given me this message, my phone dings, and it's a message from this Army source to me. And this is what he said. The group of elite world leaders are about to start a war to protect themselves so they won't get caught. So no sooner had the Lord spoken those words to me when he beeped my phone And he said, they will try to start World War III rather than be exposed or arrested. It's a warning that we may be in danger because they may not be completely shut down, even though it appears that they are totally shut down. And Biden was served and the cabal are in a panic. We need to keep praying. So understand, they are in a panic and they're going to try and do something outrageous. They don't care about us. They don't care about the nation. They just want to bring us down any way that they can. And I want us all to pray very, very hard that our people will discover exactly what they're trying to do and stop it. And pray that God will step in and stop it. Just like he stopped the missiles from coming in and destroying an apartment complex in Israel, a soft target. The missile turned around and went out to sea, just like that. Let's pray, pray, pray that the Lord will intervene and he'll turn this around. It's serious. It's very serious, heart dwellers. Please get on your knees and pray. It's in its final stages. They are about to set it off. And I don't know how it's going to happen, but we need to pray to stop this. It is so serious. The Lord spoke to me again, and he said, you'd better put the alert out. This is a grave warning. So let's not disappoint him or those whose lives are at stake. Let's really dig in and pray that God will have mercy on us. The Divine Mercy Chaplet is very powerful in this situation, as well as the Rosary. And here is a beautiful prayer that one of our prayer warriors just posted. Gracious God, whom through all good comes, and in whose mind knows every person's actions, thoughts, and motives, we pray for your warring angels to be immediately dispatched and to apprehend and close down every enemy and cabal seeking to destroy the United States. I take now the sword on my right shoulder and raise it up, and I pray in the name of Jesus, the Holy Father, and the Holy Spirit. I slay and destroy the work of destruction being laid out by our enemies. In the name of Jesus and by his blood, we cut down every and all attempts to take our country down. We dismantle and disarm every nuclear device being made ready. We strike with our swords to the heart of every enemy that they would stumble and lose every bit of boldness. Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we call on you to fight for us and for the United States and the whole world. Rise up and stand against them and make certain that no harm is done. In Jesus' most holy name we pray. Amen. Pray, pray, pray. I love you all. God bless you.